And my message, my scripture reading is in Numbers, the 10th chapter. And let's start with the first verse. The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, "Make yourself two trumpets of silver. Of hammered work you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation and for having the camps set out. When both are blown, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Yet if only one is blown, then the leaders, the head of the divisions of Israel, shall assemble before you. But when you blow an alarm, the camps that are pitched on the east side shall set out. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that are pitched on the south side shall set out. An alarm is to be blown for them to set out. When convening the assembly, however, you shall blow without a sounding an alarm. The priestly sons of Aaron, moreover, shall blow the trumpets. And this shall be for you a perpetual statute throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feast and on the first days of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be as a reminder of you before your God. I am the Lord your God." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this festival of trumpets. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you want us to be on our watch, and you want us to always look to you for our deliverance. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless these words and bless this day. Bless the ones that are here and their families. And Heavenly Father, bless the thoughts and the words that we will express and help them to help each one of us as you would have. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask. And amen. This is the festivity of trumpets. And this is the first day of God's seventh month in the calendar year. And as our text instructs, we are to remember this appointed time by the blowing of trumpets, by the assembling in holy convocation, ceasing from our routine daily work, and offering ourselves to Him in faith and in prayer, and love, and obedience. Let's go to Numbers 29 and 1 is part of my text. Numbers 29 and 1. "Now in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall also have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It will be to you a day for blowing trumpets." Now let's go, if we can, to Leviticus 23 and verse 23. "Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first of the month, you shall have a rest, a reminder by blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any laborious work, but you shall present an offering by fire to the Lord." The beginning of every month, as well as every festival, was announced by a blast of trumpets. And the trumpet in our text that we just read about was actually a shofar, a ram's horn. It was distinctive from the silver trumpets blown for other events and occasions. The blast of trumpets on this occasion, however, is extra special. This particular one is a double Sabbath. It's the first day of trumpets, and it is our weekly Sabbath day. It is a holy festival day within the year. So we might even say triple special. It announces the beginning of what has come to be called the spiritual new year. This was come to be after the exile or after the captivity of the nation of Israel by the Babylonians and about 600 years before Christ. It also is called Rosh Hashanah, and this means the head of the year. This month is also called Tishri, and is the most holy of the new moon festivals. This day also marks the start, or the first day, of what is called the 10 days of awe, leading to the Day of Atonement, the 10th of the 7th month. And in synagogues, the shofar is sounded daily at this time to alert the faithful that the time of repentance is near. This is that season of the year known as the time of repentance. Also at this time, many Orthodox men take a special water immersion to symbolize cleansing their ways. This is a time of self-examination, of self-evaluation, leading to changes acceptable to God. Many rabbis teach that starting this process, the beginning of the previous month of Elul, and continuing to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, Tishri 10. These rabbis believe that Moses ascended Mount Sinai on the first day of Elul to receive the second set of commandments, and that he descended with them on the Day of Atonement. Even though this time of the year is regarded as the spiritual new year, we all know that God's year begins in the month of Nisan in March, April to us. This day of sounding of trumpets has become the second most holy day of the year following the Day of Atonement. And this, of course, for on the modern Jewish religious calendar. This seventh month contains four of the national festivals. Trumpets is the first today. Then 10 days later, Atonement. Then Tabernacles of 7 days. And then finally, what is known as the Last Great Day. This particular day of trumpets directs our attention to the second coming of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the saints. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The annual festivals and the holy days have far more meaning for Christians today than for the people of Israel before Christ, and really for the Jewish people as a whole today. Their importance and their relevance comes alive by careful examination of the past and present and future details and descriptions as noted in God's Word. Far more than celebrations of harvesting crops and ancient events. They are, as the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 2 and 17, they are a shadow of things to come. That is, a glimpse of things that are yet to be, futuristic. And yet much of the Christian world chooses to ignore and not participate and see the rich meanings of all of the festivals of God, the appointed times of the Lord throughout the year. They are connected to God's plan for all mankind, to salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. After all, Jesus Christ is the one that was spoken of in the New Testament as being the perfect sacrificial Lamb of God at Passover time. It not only involved God's plan for all of mankind, but salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. And obviously, God planned for Christians to have continuous reminders throughout the whole year of Him, and of remembering Him, and of communicating with Him, and of returning to Him. Ones that have gone astray, coming to their senses and realizing that they must be on watch. They must get themselves ready. For Jesus said, as He left to go back to the Father in heaven, watch and pray and take the gospel to all the ends of the world. So we celebrate the festivals to commemorate and celebrate the wonders of His creative works and of His love and of His future plans for all of His family. And we are part of His family. We are literal sons and daughters of the Almighty Creator God. And what could be a greater blessing to God and to us than celebrating not only the physical harvest of the land, but looking forward to the vast spiritual harvest of the whole earth, the coming kingdom of God on this earth, and an in-depth examination of the seven annual holy days and God's seven annual festivals reveals the very purpose of life intended by God to all of mankind. When we read one particular translation of 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 through 18, it reads as this: "For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a rousing cry, with a call from one of the ruling angels, and with God's shofar. Those who died united with the Messiah will be the first to rise. And then we who are left still alive will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord. So encourage one another with these words." This holy day is a perfect picture of the regathering of believers. In the future, all true believers in Yeshua will be gathered to meet Him in the clouds. First, the dead in the Messiah. Immediately after, those alive at His coming. The stunning signal to gather, the sound of the shofar. In fact, a particular note translated shout from the Hebrew word teruah is better translated the alarm blast of the shofar. And you had illustrated today our shofar blast. There is also to be, as prophesied throughout God's word, a regathering of the children of Israel that has been scattered throughout the whole world and every nation. There are some interesting details associated with this particular time of the year. This year, as many people don't know, this particular time of the year, Tabernacles, and the Day of Trumpets, Trumpet Celebration, is about the time of Jesus' real birth. Jesus' start of his ministry was also at this particular time. In Luke 3:23, we read that Yeshua was about 30 years of age at his ministry, and thus his baptism was about at that particular time. In Matthew 3:13-17, Jesus is testing by Satan for the 40-day period was at this particular time. And after Jesus was tested by Satan, his message was very clear. Repent. The kingdom of God is near. And how like it is that this would be also the time of the year. As Jesus was born, as his ministry began, at this particular time of the year would be when the saints would be caught up in the air to meet the Messiah, ever to be with him, and that the start of the kingdom of God on this earth would be at this particular season of the year. The greatest message for this Day of Trumpets is return to God. The Messiah has come. And biblically, trumpets was called Yom Teruah, the day of the sounding or festival of trumpets. But the primary purpose of this day is to know that God wants a regathering. He wants us to collect ourselves, collect our thoughts, and realize that we are nothing without Him. We always have need of Him. And as we some drift away, it's a call for them to come back, to regather to a pure faith in God. This day represents the day of repentance. I would like for everybody to rejoice in this day. Rejoice in the knowledge that God has a plan for you. He has a plan for all mankind. And He wants you to use the gifts that He has given you for Him. Rejoice in this Day of Trumpets. Rejoice in the knowledge that God loves you. He wants you as part of His family. He wants you as a son or daughter. He wants you to have eternal life, to be with Him forever and ever, and to never see what most people look at as a permanent death. Jesus said Himself, "You who believe in Me shall never die." And Jesus means this from the standpoint spiritually, that death will not be for you as others. It will only be as a blinking of the eye or as a twinkling of the eye. And we will then find ourselves rising in the air to meet the Lord in the air and the other brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we know and fully expect this to be at this particular season of the year. If you would, stand with me and pray.